Yesterday, members of the Railway and Maritime Transport Union staged a protest at Britomart Station over Auckland Transport's plans to replace train managers with officers. Auckland Transport declined to comment on the protest. I spoke with union organiser John Kerr about the protest and what effects the removal of train managers would have on public safety. I began by asking him about the protest and its goals.
Our demonstration yesterday was to launch a campaign against a move by Auckland Transport and the French multinational company Transdev, who operate the passenger network on behalf of AT, to remove safety-critical onboard staff off Auckland trains. So the train managers, many of us would refer to them as guards, they perform a number of safety-critical roles. They're the first responder in the event of a medical emergency. They are also there to deal with any safety incidents. Passengers get caught in the door of the train, that kind of thing, and they're also a deterrent to any bad or unpleasant behaviour that may be going on the train or around the platform.
Has this protest sort of been a last-ditch attempt to get Auckland Transport to do something, or have there been talks or anything?
So this is actually the beginning of our campaign. We're engaged in discussions with both Transdev and Auckland Transport in other forums. Before the train managers can be taken off the trains and there's a move to what's known as driver-only operation, there has to be a safety case approved by the New Zealand Transport Authority. And so we're involved in risk assessments and discussions with the New Zealand Transport Authority and with Transdev around that. So there's a lot of work being done in that area. We're very clear in our view. So that's happening in that forum. There are also collective bargaining discussions going on, that means that we have the right to take industrial action. We have a claim on the table against the removal of the train managers. And then the third plank of our campaign is the publicity and reaching out to community groups and local and national politicians. And that's what started yesterday with the demonstration.
And how exactly would it make trains less safe to not be on the
train? If the train manager's not on the train and you know, you're travelling home late at night on a train, very, very quiet, and if there's you know, undesirable elements on that train that want to make life difficult for you, you really don't have anybody that you can immediately turn to. The driver is under strict instructions that he or she must remain in the cab. For obvious reasons, the cab is a safety critical area. So, I mean, that's just one example. You know, the nurse going home late on a night shift, very vulnerable and very exposed. Other situations, what we found from international experiences, that the more uniformed and professional staff that are on trains, the fewer incidents that we have. You know, one example would be the graffiti bombing that took place the day at the Baldwin Street station. And then finally, there's lots of examples of when people have been accessing and egressing trains where the train manager's role is important. So people changing their minds at the last minute, you know, they've stepped on a train and then they start to step off. The train manager's job is to make sure the doors are clear before the doors are closed. If that process is automated, there's nothing there to mitigate the risk of late changes of mind, people getting their bag straps caught in a train door. You can imagine the consequences of that. You're stepping off the train, strap of your bag gets caught in the door closes, the train departs the station. It's not pleasant.
Well, Auckland Transport said that they'll be hiring what they call transport officers.
Correct.
Which, from what I understand, serve many of the same functions as a train manager. Why do you think they're doing this instead of, say...
So I think the first point to make is that the transport officer role that Auckland Transport speak of is very, very different to that of the train manager. The first point is that the transport officer, there's no guarantee a transport officer will be on any given train at any given time. Their role is to roam the network. Secondly, they won't be trained in many of the safety critical aspects of the train manager's role. For example, being the first responder in the event of a medical emergency. thirdly, they won't have any powers of arrest or detention. Now, the train managers don't have that either, but Auckland Transport are spinning this, saying that the transport officers are there to fulfil a security role. Now, again, in other jurisdictions overseas, it's very, very common to have railway police. So, for example, in Britain, the railway police have powers of arrest and detention, and in some respects have more powers than the normal police. The transport officers won't fulfil any of those roles. That's not to say we're against the employment of transport officers. We applaud that. What we see them is as a useful adjunct or add-on to train managers. So let's have lots of transport officers and let's keep the train managers. And we can afford to do that because passenger rail travel, as you know, in Auckland is skyrocketing. So let's have lots of people around the network in uniform to make passenger travel safe and secure.
Why does Auckland Transport want to get rid of the train managers?
Well, you'd have to ask Auckland Transport. Our view is that this is a cost-cutting exercise. We think that it's an example of where profit is being put before people. Because, of course, what Auckland Transport has done is they've franchised out the operation of the train to a private company, a foreign-owned multinational, Transdev. And Transdev exists to make money. There's regulation and there are rules around them having to operate the network safely, and I don't doubt they'll have key performance indicators in their contract with Auckland Transport. But from our perspective, this is purely a cost-cutting exercise, and the profits will go straight to Paris.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire.